And hi, everybody. My name is Carrie with the Catholic Apps Podcast, and I'm here with my good friend Tanya. Hi, Tanya. How are you?
I'm good, Carrie. How are you this week?
Good. I'm recovering from a bit of a holiday this week. It was Easter weekend here, so I'm a little bit charged up with chocolate and lacking in sleep. How about you?
Right. Same. We had, I had a long weekend, like an extra long weekend, it felt like. And so I enjoyed it. Still a little weird, pandemic Easter, but, still was able to celebrate in some ways. And yeah, it was good.
That's awesome. Very good. All right. So I charged you last week with an app. Do you want to talk about it?
Sure. Or we could even talk about our questions first for each other.
Oh, of course.
We forgot to do that last week, remember? And now, so we're going to do it this week. We got to, it's like, we're not all business. We're also fun.
Okay. All right. So this week I thought we would talk about top three games.
Top three games. So, you know, I actually don't like playing games. I'm all business.
Well, you should. You should do really well at this then. Let's hear your top three
something
games
I thought about
you don't like.
I have thought about it. My favorite game when I was a kid was this game called Speed. It was a card game. Anyways, and every day my brother would come home from work and he would play that with me between him coming home from work and supper getting ready. So I have good like memories associated with it. And I'm still really good at it. My number two is, did you ever play You Don't Know Jack? Have you ever heard of that?
Like from a long time ago?
Yeah, it's like a million years old, but now it's kind of evolved into Jackbox. I don't know. Anyways, it's all fun trivia type games and I love trivia. So that's my number two. And my number three, it's like not a game. I mean, it is a game in that it's also a sport, but softball. I like playing softball.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. How about you?
Cool. Okay, so my top game right now is a game called, it's a card game called Exploding Kittens. I don't know if you've heard about it.
Heard of it, yeah.
It's a lot of fun. I play with my kids often, and it's kind of a crazy game. It's pretty loud, and I enjoy it. My second favorite is Settlers of Catan. It's more strategic, and play with my older kids and with my wife, and it's a lot of fun, too. And the last favorite game is kind of a classic Catholic game. It's bingo. I enjoy a good game of bingo. I know it sounds crazy, but it's like, it's such an easy game.
You know what you're getting for Christmas next year from me? So bingo dabbers.
That's right. One of my nieces over Christmas got like one of those steel balls with all the bingo balls in it. And we played bingo with her over the internet because of the pandemic. And it was a riot. It was a lot of fun. So, and we had like, we did gift card prizes and stuff like that and it was just super fun. You can find all the resources for bingo for free too. And it's a really easy game. So yeah, those are my top three.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So now that we've done that.
Mine, they have a pool. Anyways, yeah, I have a story, but I digress. Anyways, I got bingo.
All right.
It's just fun for the whole family, right? Like, it's a good time.
It is.
Yeah.
So I charged you with getting to know an app this week, and I'd like to know what you thought of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you told me to watch The Chosen, season two, which premiered, the first episode premiered Sunday night on Easter Sunday. I wasn't sure if I'd get it in that night or not, because, you know, whooping it up and all over pandemic Easter. But no, I got it. Like my niece and my sister all went to bed, and I'm like, oh, I can watch it. So I pulled up my phone because I did it on the app. I didn't do it on YouTube. Yeah, there's so many things to say. As far as
good things, or
well, okay, like we have like a different things to talk about. I guess content will be part of like the five things that we mark things on, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go through them.
Okay, so first one is price.
Free, right?
Free, awesome, five stars.
You can pay it forward, which I have yet to do, but I will be doing that.
Awesome, cool. And then performance, did you hit any lag?
Glitch free. And when you think of the number of people that were probably on that thing that night, pretty good.
Yes. So that was performance. So what would you give that out of five?
Okay, so the first one was price. 5 out of 5. It was free. Performance, 5 out of 5. I had no problems with it.
All right, what about the design of the chosen app?
You know what? Great, because it was straightforward. It's not like I had to like click a bunch of things and do a bunch of advertisements or anything. I just had to hit play and turn my phone on portrait mode. Or no, landscape. Gold. Right. Yeah.
Cool. All right, so 5 out of 5 for design.
Mm-hmm.
Usability? Easy peasy? Hit play? Or did you, was there more?
I didn't even pay attention, which is honestly, to me, great.
Excellent. Yeah, like, totally.
I don't need a lot of those.
Absolutely. Reasons,
believe it or not. So I was pleased with it.
All right. And the last one is Catholicity. So did you find that there isn't really any other content within the app? There was at the very beginning, but I don't know if they've kept in like the prayers and stuff like that on the side. I think it's just the chosen. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, they
you
should
didn't
have
encounter. Like, there weren't like pop-ups, give your life to Jesus or anything.
I'll take a look at it later on this week, okay, after our podcast. But I would imagine they would have like a store thing, because they got pretty cool swag, right? Like,
they do. They have a lot of merch. But I'm glad that it wasn't something that you like noticed right at the beginning, because even though it is a moneymaker for them, it's something that would kind of get in the way of the message. So totally. What did you think of episode 1 of season 2?
I loved it. I liked it. I loved it. I did love it. Are we doing spoilers or not?
I think we could do spoilers, because it is like part of the gospel. I mean, like, it's the story of Jesus.
Yeah, but the approach, right? Like,
how about we'll limit it to like maybe one spoiler.
Okay, if listeners, if you're concerned about spoilers, at minute 8:38, we are talking about spoilers. So turn off now. Okay. We are talking about spoilers. I liked it. Okay. I liked that they incorporated John's personality and Matthew's personality into the narrative, like of how the Gospels were written. I thought that was super clever. I liked that it was the energy of like just how chaotic everything is. Where's Jesus? Who are you doing? What are you doing? What's going on? Like, I don't know. You and I were involved in youth ministries before, and we know what it's like to like try and make things happen out of chaos, like a World Youth Day, for example. And I had that feeling at times where you didn't know what was going on, but you just had to like show up and be there. I felt like in the best way, I kind of felt like it was that, like the disciples were at World Youth Day, like kind of thing with Jesus. So I think they did a good job of making that energy happen and make the viewer feel that. How about you? What did you think?
Well, I didn't watch it within the app. I watched the actual live stream with the creator Dallas Jenkins. Gave probably I think it was 20 minutes, half an hour beforehand, and then he had kind of a wrap up afterhand. And he talked about one thing that I picked up while watching it, and he talked about it at the end, was just some of the Easter eggs that they put into that first episode of things that they're gonna go after in the following episodes, but they wanted to kind of tease them a little bit in this one. I think you're right. There was a great kind of creativity in how they presented how John would be one of the writers of the Gospels, and how that kind of, you know, like worked itself out, and how he kind of came up with how he was going to write the beginning of the Gospel. And I just find that so fascinating, because there is, really is so much depth to scripture that we don't pick up on, right? And that allows us to use our imagination. I think Dallas has done a great job about writing that in, and the other writers as well. Is there anything else you wanted to say?
Yeah, totally. Probably an hour's worth, but we don't have that much time. I thought it was very clever with how they were interviewing the various disciples at the beginning. I liked how, I mean, again, spoiler, like it seems like it's after James was murdered, but I'm like, how was James murdered, right? And so then I Wikipedia and I research, and it stirs a hunger in the listeners to learn more, right? Like, oh, I never thought about it that way. I mean, I do that with any movie, but with this, it's just so good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
One kind of tie-in that we had to our podcast, or our podcast from a couple of weeks ago, was we were doing the Bible in a Year podcast reviewing that podcast. And one of the things that happened in this episode of The Chosen is they walk in and Jesus is selecting which readings he's going to be reading in the synagogue. And I understood what he was talking about. He was talking about they only had the first five scrolls of Moses. And I understood some of the references that he was doing because I had listen to the Bible in a Year podcast. And I thought that was really cool. Some of the stuff I would not have understood. It would have just kind of gone by. Not that it was a key part, but it was just really neat to be able to know what they're referencing. And I really enjoyed that part.
Okay. As if that just makes me happy, right? Because there's no way that like the chosen people are thinking, yeah, and they're going to listen to the Bible in the Year podcast, and like there's no way Bible in the Year podcast would know that there'd be those sort of references. So it's total Holy Spirit, right? It's total Holy Spirit. And I love that he's using, like, I love what he's doing. That's awesome. That's a really good point. Well done. Well done, awesome. You. Well done, Holy Spirit. Well done, whatever they're called. The vicious people, I don't know, whatever the production.
Vid Angel.
All right, Carrie. First of all, we want to hear what the audience has to say, our listeners, what they thought about The Chosen. Maybe when they hear this, who knows, maybe all the episodes will have been out already, and I would love to hear what they have to say. And now, hook me up. What's up for our next episode? What do I have to do?
So next week, we're going to be having a look at the Halo app. Now, I don't know if this app will take us 1 or 2 weeks, because there is a lot of content in there. When it first came out a couple of years ago, it was pretty easy to get through the content, and then nothing. Then you were done. You had to repeat, kind of rinse and repeat. But this app, spring of 2020 and fall of 2019 had a total redevelopment of a lot of the content that was in there. And it's just such a wonderful app. There's so many different aspects of it. And I'm just going to pull up. Okay, so this week, like I said, is going to be the Halo app. And what it does is it offers guided prayer, guided meditation sessions. And I don't know if you've looked at any of the current popular, some of the current popular apps on the app stores are meditation apps. And these apps just basically bring you kind of through a story, or allow you to fall asleep faster, or all of those apps are kind of the top charts of the app stores, both on Google and on iOS. So this is a lot of the new content that's on there is amazing. It's read by great orators. Is that a great word or what? So it's their voices are easy to listen to. And one of the sessions you can listen to is actually Father Mike Schmitz, and he's reading through I can't remember what exactly his take on it. One of the things that they're doing right now as part of Easter is 50 days of new saints. So every day you can go in and listen to a story or a backgrounding on a saint. So I hope that this week you'll be able to use that in your meditation. This week and maybe 2 weeks, use that in your prayer, meditation, or just enhance your faith life.
Great. I love me some saint learning. So it should be good.
Okay, so I should
is
say...
This is a calming app, right? It's supposed to mellow you out a bit, right?
Meditation, yeah. I wouldn't say that it's like a go-to-sleep app, because there is content on there that is like, that's not go-to-sleep content. But it is definitely focused on...
Mike's voice is like, ooh, like he talks so fast that it might be hard to fall asleep to, you know what I mean? Yes. So that's good. That'll be good for, I have a drive coming up, so I will listen to it whilst driving.
Perfect. One thing I will say is that the Halo app, both on iOS and on Google Play and across the board, is membership driven. You can have a 3-month free membership when you sign into it. You get 3 months for free. And then it is, I think, around $8 a month if you're paying month to month. But then there's a discount if you pay annually. So we'll have a look at the differences between doing it for free and not doing it for free and what kind of offers there are within the app. So far, I have found that the full membership has been a great blessing both to me and to my daughter. So,
very good. So you recommend that I get the full one?
Yeah. So sign up for the full free trial. You'll be able to see it. It'll pop up. That'll offer you a free trial right at the beginning. And it should be 3 months.
Okay.
That's it. So, again, thanks everybody for listening to my good friend Tanya and myself yammer on about Catholic apps. If you have an app you'd like us to review, go ahead.
No, you finish.
Okay. If anybody has an app that they'd like us to review, have a look at, you can get a hold of us on catholicapps.com. Send me a message there, or you can find us on Facebook or subscribe to the bell on YouTube, and you'll be able to get this showing up in your YouTube feed as well.
Perfect. All right. Carrie, have a good week, friend.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.